This is Senior Talk, presented by Gentle Shepherd Home Care on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Dan Wilson, your host of Senior Talk. And Senior Talk is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care. Visit Affordable Medical Supply online today at affordablemedmart.com or by phone at 719-632-4036. And you can find out more information about Gentle Shepherd Home Care online today at gshc.com or by calling 719-359-8371. This week on Senior Talk, we have Ginger Bailey with Springs Ranch Memory Care. I said the name wrong.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No.
So excited.
You got it.
Ginger, welcome to Senior Talk.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Oh. So would you just start by giving the listeners a little bit of perspective on who you are, how you got into the industry, how you found yourself to the position that you're at right now?
Well, I have been working for most of my career to support families in need, specifically helping them find quality care that fits their individual situation. So I started out in pediatric home health care, and I got a degree in psychology. My passion is really helping people find resources that they would otherwise not know about. Also, my grandmother had dementia and passed in 2019 due to a fall. So that experience and with the dementia disease and my specific situation helped me to feel really grateful to be able to help families who are seeking similar resources. And so I moved from pediatric home health care into senior resources and now memory care specifically. I am the director of community relations there at Springs Ranch. So my job specifically is to help people find resources that can navigate that tricky disease.
Tricky.
Really.
Tricky. There seems to be more and more memory care focused senior living communities opening here in Colorado Springs. What's driving that?
Well, dementia doesn't follow a script. And with the skyrocketing number of individuals diagnosed with dementia and Alzheimer's each year, the need for specialized dementia care is sparking a surge of companies offering this particular type of care. Kelch Communities has a specialized interest in memory care specifically since 1958 and continues to be a leader in the industry, with many companies striving to mirror the exceptional care and environment that we provide.
Right on. So I know when people choose where they're going to work in this industry, there's always something more than just the tasks that they fulfill and the compensation. There's a connection with why somebody goes to work and joins a team at a particular community. Can you tell us a little bit about why you chose Springs Ranch?
Well, I did research different communities before I decided where I would like to act as a director. And I chose to support Springs Ranch because they're a distinctive memory care community that specialize in adapting the environment the person living with dementia has rather than expecting them to assimilate to our environment. And so I really enjoy the model that the founders of Kelch Communities, Emmett and Alice Kelch, created in their original community. It's unlike any place that I've ever seen, and that model of care allows Springs Ranch to have a very high success rate with stages of dementia, all stages.
So what are the levels of care that your community provides?
So we can assist people who just have very minimal memory impairment all the way through to the end stages of dementia. So we are equipped to handle specific behaviors. We can specialize our treatment of each individual person based off of the need that they have.
Hmm. So I've heard the term secured community. Is Springs Ranch a secured community?
Yes, and this means that we can allow the residents who live at Springs Ranch to have the freedom and independence of moving about their home without having to worry about the danger of getting lost or putting themselves in a situation that could be harmful to themselves or others. There's always people around looking out for the people that live at Springs Ranch, and our highest priority is keeping our residents safe, comfortable, and engaged.
That's a wonderful highest priority. That's great. What? How many apartments do you have? How many rooms?
So full capacity, we can help 72 seniors.
It's a lot of folks.
It is.
Are the rooms private? Are they shared?
So we have several different suite types at Springs Ranch. We have a companion suite, and that may be best suited for someone who is used to spending their life with a companion, with someone else, and being on their own for the first time may be a shock. It may be a little bit more secluded than they're used to having. And then we have a neighborhood suite, and that allows for that privacy component of a private suite with a shared bathroom in between, sort of a Jack and Jill style bathroom. So you have a friend that you can go to breakfast with, but you don't have to spend all of your time with them.
Anybody who has lived with someone knows that's a wonderful asset to bring to the
table. It is ideal. And sometimes we have couples who want to be separate but together, and that helps as well. And to that effect, we also have a private suite with a private bathroom, and then a deluxe suite, which is double the size of our private suite, has two closets, and is really perfect for couples.
So there are a few different memory care communities to choose from in Colorado Springs. What is the number one differentiator that sets Springs Ranch memory care apart from, say, other memory care options?
Well, Kelsch is a family-owned and operated community with incredible loyalty and longevity throughout, and we explicitly care for those who are living with memory impairment. We provide 24-hour nursing that allows for PRN medication, injectable insulin, behavior management, and we specialize specifically in trying to find a normal, comfortable environment for people who would otherwise be turned away. That's really a passion that Kelsch Communities has always had, and that's part of the reason why I really enjoy working for Kelsch, is because their model originally was to make sure that all seniors have quality care. And they don't often look at people from just that negative angle of what they're dealing with in dementia stages. They want to identify what's causing those behaviors or what's causing that outburst or that anxiety so that they can try to calm and soothe that. And that ideally is really what I see stand out amongst other memory care communities.
Good factors. We're gonna talk a little bit about Kelsch in the second half of the show and get to the structure and the system that goes into Springs Ranch Memory Care. But let's talk a little bit before we get to the break. Talk a little bit about memory care communities themselves. A lot of people who listen we hear of it. We hear what memory we think we have an opinion on what it means, but there are, of course, different stages of dementia and cognitive impairment. Which stages does Springs Ranch Memory Care cater to?
Well, we're licensed as an assisted living, but our specialty is memory care. So we help people who need very little support, as well as those who need extensive assistance with activities of daily living. We create happiness by providing the finest experience anywhere, and by doing that, the quality of life is a result of a culmination of things we provide each resident: exceptional care, delicious and nutritious meals and snacks, incredibly engaging activities, extra safety protocols like motion sensors in each suite, and hourly checks by our care staff. So in doing that, our actual community was built for the purpose of being a memory care community. And so there are just tailor-made exceptional accessories to this building that have memory care in mind. So it can be something as simple as really wide hallways to allow for a wheelchair, a walker, any type of family environment is encouraged at Springs Ranch.
I think a wheelchair, a walker, and a couple of their friends can travel down your hallway at the exact same time.
Exactly. Everybody can really troop down the hallways very comfortably, and you're not worried about having to scooch out of the way to give somebody space. It's really spacious. And we actually encourage walking in our community. So we have an external walking path that can be accompanied by a care staff member to just assist to whatever level is needed. We have an internal courtyard that's accessible all day long independently, so the residents can go in and out as they please. And then our community is set up in a P. So that allows for them to walk the community as often as they would like to and always end right back up at the nursing station so that they're able to get help if they need it.
Walk the community and always end up at a nursing station.
Yeah. There's always somebody that's looking out for you there.
I remember walking through that community before any residents showed up when it was just built, and it was atypical. Everything felt like it was just oversized in the hallway and just moving around. And it is a unique place. You know something else I love? When I go into Springs Ranch, I love the little shadow boxes that are out front of each door. And the people who, it's like an overview of the people's lives, right?
Right. Yeah. So the purpose of that is because all of the suite doors look the same. And so somebody who is affected by memory impairment may find a lot of anxiety and not knowing which suite is theirs. And so that shadow box serves the purpose of giving them something to identify with so they know where they live. But it also gives our families the opportunity to write up vital information about their loved one so that our care staff and all of our staff, including, culinary, we have our cleaning staff that comes in and reads these papers to find out more about the new resident that comes in. It's vital for everyone so that we can identify who they are and learn how to best help them.
Learn their story.
Yeah.
Makes all the difference in the world. And we will come back to the concept of how important it is to know their story and how that fits into the memory care at Springs Ranch. But before we go to commercial, can you give our listeners, if somebody's like, you know what, I know someone who needs to talk to Springs Ranch, how would they get in touch with you?
So you can reach me directly on my cell, and I'm available all the time. I really care about making sure that if you are urgently needing support, that you've got it. So you can reach me at 719-472-4959 or springsranchdcr@kelshsenior.com. And Kelsh is spelled K-O-E-L-S-E-H.
Thank you very much, Ginger. We'll be right back.
There's one place in Colorado Springs for all of your medical needs, and that's Affordable Medical Supply. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find at the corner of Circle and Constitution. They carry wheelchairs, walkers, knee scooters, full electric hospital beds, mobility equipment, lift chairs, and much, much more, even the harder to find items. Visit their showroom today on the corner of Circle and Constitution, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or give Affordable Medical Supply a call today at 719-632-4036. Our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care let seniors stay safe and independent in their own home. As we get older, a little bit of help goes a long way, whether it's a friendly face checking in or someone to help with daily tasks like bathing or dressing, meal preparation, and more. If you're looking for options to assist yourself or an aging loved one stay safe at home, Gentle Shepherd Home Care is Colorado Springs' premier and locally owned senior care provider. Give our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care a call today at 719-359-8371. Affordable Medical Supply is Colorado Springs' one-stop shop for all of your medical needs. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find on the corner of Circle and Constitution, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. From post-op supplies, compression socks, bathroom safety, braces, scooters, wheelchairs, and more, Affordable Medical Supply has a knowledgeable staff that leaves you feeling confident on how to use your equipment right. Visit Affordable Supply today or give them a call at 719-632-4036. Affordable Medical Supply.
Welcome back to Senior Talk. I'm Dan Wilson, your host of Senior Talk with Gentle Shepherd Home Care. And I am sitting here with Ginger Bailey with Springs Ranch Memory Care. Welcome back, Ginger.
Thank you.
So we were addressing something before the break. We were talking about how important it is to know somebody's story.
Yes.
in memory care. And I've noticed this discipline, and yes, this wasn't written on the questionnaire before, but this discipline, this discipline of knowing someone's story, it's something that has benefit outside of just memory care. So can you talk through just how in your training and time, knowing the person's story can make a difference with a resident or with somebody that you're interacting with?
I mean, that situation happens pretty regularly. As you're working in a memory care community, you get really close with the people who live there. Yeah. And you learn more and more about them. And
you visit their house every day.
Exactly. So it's an opportunity, really, to step into their world, because memory care in and of itself is really stepping into the reality of the person who's affected by it and not seeing the reality that truly is around it. And so when you are able to identify with someone who may be really stressed out or anxious about something, and you realize that they can't really articulate that to you, they've lost that ability to do that, sometimes knowing vital pieces of information about them makes it easy to say, instead of saying what is causing you this trouble, you can start listing some things that you know about them that may be something they're thinking about or something that's on their mind. And it's a pretty incredible situation when you see that recognition, when you've landed on the mark and someone says, yep, that's exactly what I'm feeling right now. I'm not able to say it, but their gratitude in their eyes of just knowing that you've understood where they are, what they're doing. It's amazing. It's pretty regularly one of the best benefits of being there.
And I know on radio it's impossible to see when someone's eyes tear up when they're talking about a particular circumstance, but it's written all over you that this is something, that connection makes a difference. Knowing the story is so powerful. Would you be willing to tell us a little bit? Again, this is probably something I could have mentioned before, but would you be willing to tell us a little bit? I know you like Kelsch,
of course,
family.
Yes. So in talking about stories, I think that is one of the most vital things. Kelsch does this extensive training in the beginning. And I know that anybody who's started a new job really sits through these training classes and they're like, this is very boring. Thank goodness I get paid for it, right? But the training that Kelsch provides is not like that. Honestly, I have not cried in a training more.
Well, I have cried in certain trainings. There's trainings that I've sat in that have made me cry because I wanted to scratch my ears off because I was falling asleep.
No, it's touching because the story of how Kelsch communities developed is just incredible. It is the Alice and Emmett. Alice is a nurse, and she really wanted to help people. So their first person that they decided to help was their own family member, but they found such a good rhythm in doing that they purchased a nursing home, and they raised their family. They raised their children in that nursing home and integrated this just deep passion for serving others. And that still exists to this day. It's second generation owner now. So Aaron Kelsch, he visits all 40 of the Kelsch communities and upholds that standard. And to that end, his wife Judy does all the interior decorating. So just like the memory boxes that you spoke about, there are tons of personal touches through our community that are thoughtfully put out by Judy. And she doesn't just go along with
Judy
it.
Judy has style.
If she comes to a community, she knows that picture is out of place. It does not belong there. This is where I wanted it to be. The attention to detail
that's a characteristic of someone who has excellent style.
Of course. Well, and they have really great opportunity to practice what they preach, right? So one of our guiding values is to overmanage the details, and that happens consistently throughout our community. It's a very, very meticulous process caring for those that are affected with memory impairment.
To overmanage the details.
Yes.
I like that. I've never heard that. Emmett and Alice sound like amazing humans.
They very much were amazing humans.
And Aaron and Judy sound amazing too.
Yes. I would love to. I still have yet to meet them. But I have not been working for Springs Ranch, I think, long enough to make it through the 40 community rotation.
Well, maybe we can send this to them, the podcast, and ask them to come visit. Maybe they'll come on Senior Talk when they come through town.
You know, I'm thinking that probably could happen.
You know what? It's worth asking the question.
Right.
It's a no every time you don't ask. Ginger, thank you. We're probably winding down in time, and we didn't get to ways that the care plans personalized, the different types of cognitive impairment and how those fit into the different types of dementia, that how those fit into care, what you can look for, what friends and family look for, monthly rent, all of those things. I know we had to skip a number of pieces, but thank you for sharing the stories.
You're welcome. And I am definitely encouraging anyone that's listening that does want to know more information about the things that we did not have time to discuss, please reach out to me. Because even if Springs Ranch doesn't end up being the community that fits your loved one's need, I have a wonderful resource of people who care just as much as the people at Springs Ranch do. And I would love to pass you along any resources that would help your specific situation.
It does help when you have somebody who can vet the introductions.
Right. I know the business, and I'd love to help you get in the right position.
So before we let go today, what advice would you leave with the listeners who are friends or children of seniors?
I would say that on a daily basis, the most difficult thing that I see is when a loved one, a family member, a spouse, gets to a point where they know that they are no longer able to provide the best level of care for the person that they love the most. And that is a really difficult thing that I am often talking to people about. And one thing that I really just want to leave you with is the impression that you really have to know your limitations. You can't fill from an empty cup. So if you are not able to live your own life in a way that is making you happy and safe and secure, then it may be time to start looking for some support for your loved one. And that is not a bad thing to do. That is actually the best thing you can do.
No, there seems to be a assumption that everyone wants to stay at the current place in the age in their home.
Of
that
course.
They always... And I was having the most interesting conversation with my own parents this last weekend that we were talking about it. And a lot of times as capabilities and ability to get out and be mobile and interact, not only of you, but of your friends,
mm-hmm.
As that constricts, there's a real social component. So for people who like social interaction, It's an important part of their life, and a lot of friends just can't get together the way they used to.
Right, and there's a huge disconnect between someone who has a pretty typical memory function and someone who is declining, and they have this isolation that nobody else in their family or in their home is really going through the same thing that they are. But in a community environment where other people are at the same stage, they can identify with someone who is also living with that difficulty and that struggle. It creates this sense of community that is unmatched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've heard you talk about the sense of community not only with the residents, but with the leadership.
Right. Oh, that's big time, too. It's one of the things I enjoy at Springs Ranch the most is that you can't tell who the care staff is because every single member of our team looks out for each other, looks out for the residents, looks out for our guests, looks out for our vendors that visit and support Springs Ranch. It really is a joint effort for everyone involved. And the common purpose, the biggest value that we carry is providing that excellent home for the people that need it.
I love that. So if we can take a wrap-up question, and question is, what advice would you give listeners who may be exploring the option of senior living or memory care for a loved one?
I would say the thing that you can do the best to help yourself is to ask what limitations a community has, because uprooting someone who is affected by memory impairment because they have exhausted the resources of a community that you may have thought a few years back was the best fit for them is really going to further project that downward spiral. Uprooting someone and having them reacclimate to a new environment is really difficult. So you want to be asking those questions up front. What are the limitations for the care? Where will this be exhausted? At what point is this not going to be a right fit? And you want to identify a community that is going to work well through every stage of what your loved one is going through.
And it does make a difference picking somewhere initially, because the transition is the transition can be the part that's the dysregulating.
Of course, yes. And you don't want to wait until an emergency happens to try to find something that works well for you. So I see a lot of families who are saying, well, we will keep our loved one at home until it's no longer possible. Sometimes that no longer possible ends up being a fall that you couldn't prevent because they're too heavy for you to really maneuver them, or something that could be even worse could happen. And you want to really proactively think about what is the best situation for the safety of your loved one.
Will you please give your contact information one more time?
I'd love to. So you can reach me directly on my cell. Please feel free to text me if you'd like to as well. 719-472-4959. Or you can email me, springsranchdcr@kelschsenior.com.
Thank you, Ginger, for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
It was wonderful. Well, I'm Dan Wilson with Gentle Shepherd Home Care, your host here on Senior Talk. And before we go, I'd like to remind listeners that you can find out more information about our sponsor, Affordable Medical Supply, online at affordablemedmart.com or by calling 719-632-4036. And you can find out more information about Gentle Shepherd Home Care online at gshc.com or by calling 719-359-8371. Be sure to join us next and every Saturday at 10 and Sunday at 8 right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM for another edition of Colorado's longest running and most listened to Senior Talk radio show, Senior Talk, presented by Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care.